Good morning. This is Shelley Wiener. This is Wall to Wall. I come to you every Friday between 11 and 12. And I usually start out the show with some music, but not this week. This week I'm thinking about the escalation of the war, the fake war, if you will. And now it's 1,500 advisors. Well, maybe we'll make that 3,000. Maybe we'll make that many, many troops. I'm thinking about the fact that this week is an anniversary. Actually, today is an anniversary of the bombing of Coventry Cathedral in England, in Coventry. I don't know if this is actually it was in 1941, and it was probably in the fall, but I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the fact that war is not the answer. So that's our theme today. And I'm going to play music by some pieces that you, if you're a Benjamin Britten fan, you probably don't really know. But he's one of my favorite composers, 20th century contemporary, if you will, contemporary, sort of contemporary, I guess. Celebrated the 100th anniversary of his birth, this year. And he was a pacifist and a fascinating character. But because he was a pacifist, he wrote many pieces about war and peace. And one of the pieces I can't play, I don't have enough time. All right, I played the whole thing if I had enough time, which is War Requiem, and that's for the rededication of the Coventry Cathedral. But I'm going to be playing Benjamin Britten because the theme of this show is war is not the answer. And I'm going to start out with a piece. It's Opus 14, so it's very early in his career, and it's called Ballad of Heroes. And this is from a CD with the London Symphony Orchestra, Martin Hill, conducted by Richard Hickox. And it does have the War Requiem on it. Wish I had more time on my show, but War is Not the Answer, Ballad of Heroes by Benjamin Britten. And I'll see you in about 17 minutes.
Thank you.
Benjamin Britten, his Opus 14, Ballad of Heroes, not very well known. It was written actually to commemorate the International Brigade, the British members of the International Brigade. And the text is by, a guy's name is Stanger or Stranger, I think. He was a member of the Communist Party. And Britten's very dear friend, W.H. Auden. You're listening to Wall to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener, and every week we have a theme. The theme this week is, just because I've been thinking about this, war is not the answer. Benjamin Britten and W.H. Auden met while working for the General Post Office Film Unit in 1935, and they collaborated on film and radio broadcasts and dramatic works until the early 40s. Benjamin Britten, all his life, was a devoted pacifist, and did a lot of, stuff that we don't listen to now, but was very important to him and to other people at the time in the 1930s. He eventually left Britten during the war with his partner, Sir Peter Pierce, and they lived in New York for a time. They lived in L.A. for a time. Interesting life, and finally ended up back in actually where Benjamin Britten was from, in Aldeburgh, in England. So I'm playing pieces by Benjamin Britten, celebrated his 100th, the centennial of his birth this year. I was right about Coventry. It's actually tomorrow, November 15th. That was the bombing of Coventry Cathedral for no strategic purpose that we can figure out, just to do it. This is a piece I'd never heard before, but it was actually, again, another one of those pieces written in the 1930s by Benjamin Britten. It's one of the few brass pieces that he ever wrote. Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, they were pretty darn good, with John Iveson, and it's from their Festive Brass CD. It's a fairly short piece, 7 minutes long, and it's called Russian Funeral. And again, these pieces are written in the mid to late 30s, during the pre-war period, when Benjamin Britten could see what was coming. I'll give you more background about Russian Funeral. It's not all that solemn, actually, but it's you can feel that pulse of patriotism. So Benjamin Britten, there's no opus number here. It's just called Russian Funeral, and it's Philip Jones Brass Ensemble and John Iveson. Be back with you in about 7 minutes. Thank you. Russian Funeral by Benjamin Britten. It's he also called it War and Death, an impression for a brass orchestra. It's for four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, and percussion. He wrote it between the 24th of February and the 2nd of March, 1936. He was 22 years old. Benjamin Britten was prodigious, celebrating his birthday this year, his centennial of his birth. No dedication on that seven-minute piece. You heard the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble playing it. It's the first work where he really explicitly lays out, even though it sounds military, he lays out his pacifist beliefs. He was pretty worried about what was going on in Europe. It's one of, as I mentioned, it's one of the few works he actually wrote for brass ensemble, even though, you know, when he did operas and symphonies, he his war requiem, certainly. He was a very skillful writer for brass instruments. And it was written for the London Labour Choral Union. And it had its first performance in Westminster Theatre, the South London Brass Orchestra, on the 8th of March, 1936. And basically, it was unpublished in his lifetime. It's just something he sort of tossed off. But I think it's important because today, here, our theme from Wall to Wall, I'm your host, Shelley Wiener, till noon, is war is not the answer. I'm a little concerned about what's going on out there in the big wide world. I'm going to save something for the last part. I'm going to play, it's actually four movements, fairly short, something else he wrote in the 1930s. I had not heard these pieces before today. And this is his Montjuic series of pieces. It's the English Chamber Orchestra and Stuart Bedford playing. Montjuic is the mountain outside of Barcelona, so you can tell what this is about. The Spanish Civil War was a real touchstone for a lot of people growing up, as Benjamin Britten did, and my parents, who were born, my dad was born, it's 100, he would have been 100 years old this year, and my my mom remembers the Spanish Civil War when the bad guys won. This is Benjamin Britten's Opus 9. Again, he's probably only maybe 19, 20 years old when he wrote this. Montjuic, English Chamber Orchestra, Stuart Bedford. This is pretty short. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Those are two pieces from Montjuïc Suite by Benjamin Britten on a series of Catalan dances. And I have to end our show today with something that is one of my favorite pieces of Benjamin Britten's. It's a piece called Sinfonia da Requiem. Now, this one is a little bit different, a little bit later in his career. It was written, it's his opus, well, actually, it's not that far into his career. It's Opus 20. It's a symphony. And he wrote it in 1940 when he was 28 years old. It was one of several works that was commissioned by the Japanese government. Three movements. Pretty amazing. Had its world premiere in New York under John Barbaroli. And then when Serge Koussevitzky conducted it with the BSO in Boston, it led to the commissioning for the offer of Peter Grimes by the Koussevitzky Music Foundation, which is pretty amazing, and that's an amazing opera. He chose very unusual themes for his offers, and I can't even get into it. I don't have the time. I wish I did. But I'm going to play now the Sinfonia da Requiem. It's a killer. For me, it's just, other than his war requiem, to me, this is one of the most moving pieces of music in about war and about their effects of war. It's 1940 when he wrote it, dark days, and but there are moments in it that are absolutely incredible and hopeful, and I hope you have I'm going to play it. It's going to go until our ID and our underwriting, and then Jared will do so. We have some noon headlines in Sugar Shack, so I will sign off, but I'm going to be playing the Sinfonia da Requiem by Benjamin Britten, his Opus 20. It's three movements, about 20 minutes long. It's New Philharmonia Orchestra. And you've been listening to Wall of Me, Shelley Wiener. And I will see you next week. Have a great weekend.